Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
The idea of employing ex-offenders as prison wardens in South Africa is a case being made by Dr. Casper Luther, who is a conflict criminologist affiliated with the School of Philosophy at Northwest University. Casper, lovely to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Why should the Department of Correctional Services look to former inmates as potential future employees as prison wardens, do you think?
Well, in the first case, they've got a number of vacancies which they are unable to fill. And ex-offenders that are released in this country have very few opportunities open to them. And they are eminently, the model offenders anyway, are eminently suitable for this job. I think it's a wonderful integrative shaming idea, which would kill both the evil of unemployment among ex-offenders, which is a very, very critical issue, as well as lead to high service delivery. This is the international experience which I think South Africa could certainly benefit from.
We know certainly of the stigma that is attached to one being a former prison, a prisoner, I suppose. In your CV, you're often asked to indicate whether you've been convicted of a crime and spend time or not. And that almost immediately excludes you from a number of job offerings that are available in South Africa. This is done in other countries, as you were alluding to. What benefit have they derived from having former inmates serving as prison wardens?
Well, you must remember the shaming spectrum across the world is one from integrative shaming, where offenders are forgiven and reintegrated into society as much as possible, to the other extreme, which is stigmatizing shaming, where they are driven away from mainstream society and have to revert back to crime. So I was fascinated to see that at least 30 states in the U.S. are now engaged in this initiative. This is something which originated in the 1950s after the communists took over in China. And Mao famously said 95% of all prisoners can successfully be remolded into productive citizens. It's that idea that rehabilitation still counts for something, and that we shouldn't just warehouse these people and then throw away the key, because what we're essentially doing is we denying them the right to be citizens in the full sense of a word by stigmatizing them.
No, for sure. You note in the paper you published in The Conversation that we don't have conclusive research, but anything between 86 and 94% of those who went to prison often return because, as you said, they lack employment opportunities. So therefore, what are they left to do but perhaps to return to their criminal ways? And just to be clear, Casper, here we are offering, or you're considering offering, these opportunities to what we call model prisoners. What does that mean?
The Chinese latched on to this idea. The idea of Mei Kuan Chi, building relationships, is very central in Chinese culture. And the Chinese latched on to this idea that that the cadre, the person who you respect and you look up to, is in a special position to influence your thinking and to redirect your ways of doing. And that is a central idea here. Put these people to work, give them jobs as wardens once they leave prison, provided they comply with the requirements, and let's use this as a way to turn the tide on crime. Although crime is a complex phenomenon, this is definitely a lovely way to go.
From what you know, would the Department of Correctional Services be warm to this idea?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if they'll be warm to it. But I like the look of this of our Minister of Justice and Correctional Services, Ronald Lamula. He seems like an open-minded and fair-minded sort of guy. So I'd love to engage in in a dialogue with him on this, you know. But I think it's a wonderful integrative idea in an otherwise harsh, stigmatizing, shaming climate where our rates of recidivism are simply unsustainable.
I have to agree. Dr. Casper Luther, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Conflict criminologist affiliated with the School of Philosophy at the Northwest University. If you go to theconversation.com, search for ex-offenders should be made prison wardens in South Africa. Here's why, where Casper then spends a bit of time to articulate even further the case for that.